Hi, Christian Monk here. On this page, I would like to talk to you about how and why we split the Monk Productions Ambisonic Ambiences library into three different types. In our experience, quite often when you do an audio project, you only need one of three audio effects. Either you need the sound of a place, or you need a specific sound source in focus, or you need something that moves you from one place to another.
Floor minus two.
And that's what became the static type, the action type, and the transition type. We decided to package them separately because then you don't have to purchase something that you don't need. The static type is the traditional ambience sound effect. The microphone is placed somewhere. It records what's going on. Then we edit it, we master it, and we deliver it to you. This means that you usually get a lot of different sound sources at the same time. They're all around you, because a 3D microphone records everything around it, and everything is in front of the microphone, regardless of where it's coming from. This makes some quite rich and interesting ambiences. But it also makes it difficult to use the static ambiences as single sound sources, because, as I said, everything is going on at the same time. However, there are situations where a single sound source is so prominent, so distinct, that you might actually be able to use it as a single sound effect. And to make it easy for you to find these, we've capitalized these sound sources in the description and the file name. That means they stand out and they become quite easy to find. Other than that, static ambiences are very scene-centric. So, if you're looking for something that's more specific, for example, someone entering a car, a smartphone ringing on a table in a living room, or someone taking a shower in the bathroom, then you should look at the action type. This is probably the closest we get to a traditional Foley sound effect. But there is one difference. The Foley sound effect is usually recorded as dry as possible. That means you can add your own reverb if you need it. But it also means that making something sound 3D isn't really possible in a stereo project. You would have to do an ambisonic project to get that effect. However, if you use the action effects of the Monk Productions library, then you get the 3D effect immediately, because we don't record these effects dry. We deliberately record them with ambience to make them sound real. So you can consider them as traditional sound effects, but with an immersive component. And then, of course, there's the final third type, the transition type. In this case, the microphone is actually moving from one place to another. It could be moving into something, for example, into a train. Or out from an elevator. It could be walking through a supermarket, or it could even be skiing down a piste, or riding a bike. As the microphone moves, the audio around it changes, and that makes for some very interesting and very rich audio experiences. So if you have a project that makes someone go from one place to another, try using transition ambiences. It's highly recommended. Thanks for listening.